You don't need to worry, okay? Focus on my voice, not the pain. I'll get you anything that helps, okay? We've got a tray full of things. Thankfully, being from the family that I am has some benefits. For one, this. Ice tech. Hot and cold compress. I think you want it hot? Okay. This one's just a simple microwave bean animal. There's snacks, of course, and lots of water. I'll be honest, I don't know how it's like having that. Having a period. But it seems tough, you know? You look like you're in so much pain. I just wish I could take it away. In my opinion, you're very brave. You make it look like it doesn't even hurt half the time. So I know when you wince, it really, really hurts. Don't worry about that, okay? I'll take care of everything. No. It's fine. Remember, my dad runs the agency. If you're out for a few days, it just means I'll be picking up the slack. That's what he said. No, baby, no. Your recovering matters so much more to me. And besides, I'm not doing anything crazy. Definitely not dangerous. With or without you, I'm going to stay safe. Don't forget, baby. My goal is to be the best, not just good. If I'm going to be the number one hero, then there's a lot of things I need to live up to. But there's no point in making it if you're not there with me. Relax. Okay? Yeah. Sometimes it hurts, right? Like, really bad. I did a lot of research, but I'm no expert, and I can never know everything that you go through. I even heard, just to make things even more complicated, that everyone experiences it different. So even while there's similarities, you may get it worse than someone else. Yeah. It's okay. Shh, baby, I'm here. Everything will be fine. And once you get through this, we can have a wonderful time, okay? But for now, it's you, resting. We can binge your favorite shows. Can't stop singing the songs from K-pop Demon Hunters, huh? Honestly, I've watched it 10 times with you and it still doesn't get old. I'm completely sold. I just worry, right? I wonder if they'll, you know, do it right, if they do sequels or anything. Because it felt like the movie was meant to be a complete piece, you know? Didn't really leave anything open-ended. Guess we'll have to wait and see, huh? Recently, been watching some Dandadan too. We watched it yesterday. It was pretty good, but I'm not gonna lie. Low-key getting annoyed with Gigi. I don't want to spoiler it. Whatever. He's just being annoying. I like him as a character. He's very awesome. But, like, I don't know. I don't really vibe with it. Oh, is that your writing? Writing a drawing, huh? Is that helpful when you're feeling like this? And reading. That makes sense. I'd imagine you're not always in a mood for one. And that you want some variety. Here's your switch, too. Yeah. Hey, however I can help. It doesn't have to be so complicated. I'm literally fine. And remember, I'm not doing this because I feel bad. I'm doing it because I love you. Well, I do feel a little bad, but... You know, it takes one to know one, right? You call me a big softy. But how many times did you stay with me when I was recovering from that leg injury? When I got cut and it was really deep and I was scared. I was nauseous and it felt horrifying. I thought I was going to lose my leg. Then I thought, how would I even manage to protect you? How would I get my goals of being the number one hero if I end up like that? But you helped me realize that technology is advancing quick, and there might have been a way I could still do it, but thankfully, we didn't have to face that bridge. Makes my heart sink just thinking about it. That's what it's like. Back then, do you remember? There was 10 different things I could have said, and then I said, of all things, sardines. That's not a meat for a sandwich. I mean, it is, but it wasn't good. Not the ones that we had. I think you need fresh ones or something. I don't know. I do think they pair good with bread, to be fair. Oh, don't get me started on that. That one place with the stinkiest tofu. We went there. I think it was in Shanghai. And that tofu, I was like, it's not gonna be stinky. And then I took one whiff and I nearly fell out of my chair. I can't believe we did that. Do you remember the helicopter ride? Yeah. Oh my God, don't even get me started with the dates we went on. I wanna take you on them all over again. When you're feeling better, of course. You don't need to push yourself. I still got a lot to learn myself, so there's no need to rush. I am not the best at social activities, but you've helped me get better. Oh my God, do you remember that? Back then. Oh my God. When we tipped over that boat together because I accidentally saw a fishing lure that looked like a maybe a fuzzy spider, and it was a little big, and I freaked you out too. Yeah, arachnophobia is definitely not a good one to have. I don't know if it's arachnophobia, more like whatever bugophobia is. That one bothers me more. Spiders less these days, as long as they're not on me. I'd hate to actually hurt them though, you know? I kind of feel like as much as people fear them, that they don't mean bad, right? That's what everyone's always saying, at least. And I just don't like hurting other creatures if I can avoid it. I think that one exception to that would be pests that can cause problems, you know? At that point, I'll burn them all. Probably not smart to use a flamethrower on insects, but listen, I never said it made sense. Baby, you know what's really cool? I heard that recently they've been talking about you overseas. In a good way. Social media's got a wind of how you took down that guy last week. You made a bit of a name for yourself. Went up in the rankings too. 14th, is it? I don't watch him obsessively, but whenever I see you go up or go down, I look. I will admit it, I'm a bit of a incessant checker of social media. Not doom scrolling. But I like to be aware so that if anything did bad happen to you, I... did bad happen to you? I'm not even going to defend myself from that. My brain short-circuited clearly, and it was from deep thoughts that didn't come out right. At least I'm mostly good at articulating. Mostly, like 85%. 85 is generous. Now what's with the roasting session after I was just praising you, huh? Don't take all that frustration out on me that they're calling you. What was it? Some kind of... Is it the... Here it is. The circus-haired cutie. That's a new one. Don't know if you're living this one down, honey. What does that even mean? Does that have to do with your outfit, or... Did you get zapped by an unfortunate electrical-themed villain? Don't worry, baby. My dad would never let it get out of hand. For all his faults, all the bad things about him, for whatever reason, he seems to approve of you. And therefore he goes above and beyond. Just last week, he went on this redemption tirade. He said, I was a terrible man for a very long time. I need to do something right. And if that means making my son and his love have a better life, then I will. And then he went on a tangent. It was bad. Cringy like a dad would. But the difference was he went and there was some negative media having to do with us in an unofficial relationship, compromising work and, you know, personal details. But then he went on and boomed on the mic and said, there is nothing you need to know about that. And he got really scary. And I was kind of vibing with it. I'd rather him defend us than criticize us. He basically shut them up with pure intimidation. Look, it's complicated how I see my dad. I don't think it ever will not be. But at very least, he seems to be on our side. That's something, right? I don't know that I'd say I trust him necessarily, but it's a work in progress, right? He seems to really be trying to make an effort, so I should make an effort too. Do I? I look that way when I talk about him. Well, how do I look when I talk about you then? Like a simp? Well, I guess guilty as charged. When it comes to you, I just can't help myself. You've been too much of a good in my life, and damn it. I do sound like a simp sometimes, yeah. Listen, because I hate that word, and it really isn't something I want to be identifiable as, how about we rename me to a dedicated boyfriend? A simp wouldn't be able to hold you like this, and a simp would only dream of stealing your lips like this. Now, I don't know if that's in the rule book of curing periods or making the cramps less bad, but I'll be damned if kissing you doesn't feel good. I love you, baby. And no amount of weird social media posting or calling me a silly name is gonna change that. I know how you feel. You don't need to apologize. I trust you and I love you, you know that? And that isn't something that comes easy for me. Being betrayed by both sides wasn't easy. But hey, look at me now. I'm thriving because of you, and because I made genuine character development. I'm not just the son of a pro hero that almost, well, he did reach one, but Listen, baby. I know life didn't deal you the best deck of cards either. That hand was stacked against you. But look at me, okay? You're doing amazing. You're very, very, very brave. You know that? And I know that that's not a compliment that most people like, but listen, hear me out, okay? You listening? Okay. You faced a lot of backlash from your family. From people you trusted that stabbed you in the back. They kneecapped your success, made you out to be what you weren't. They strangled so many things from you, wrenched it from your grasp, but you're here. And it's okay. Those struggles aren't what defines you. It's your beautiful heart and the way that you're pushing forward. Making progress isn't about doing it all at once. Just like recovery doesn't happen instantly. You gotta work for that. A change in lifestyle, you know? That's half the battle. And I think you're doing great. You give me so much hope, and I want to give you that too. I know I'm crummy with my words. I still got a lot to learn about what it means to be a boyfriend, a fiance, a husband. But I want to learn, and I'm making efforts to be better than before. Hey, honey. Thank you for finding me. Thank you for holding me. Thank you for being someone who, despite everything, cut through all those layers of bullshit and got to me. You get me? Don't even get me started on that. The whole men in maid dresses thing. I do it for you, but I wouldn't like it. What, you're sparing me, or just delaying it until you feel better? Damn. So many things have happened. Feel better, honey, okay? That's not me being done with you. Nah, if anything, it's the opposite. Right now, I just want you to feel better. God, every time you feel sick, I realized I dote on you endlessly, but does it ever get annoying? I know there's so much thing as being too clingy, at least to some people. Do I give you enough space? Oh, thank God. I was so nervous about that because I genuinely was petrified you'd say it was too much and I'd have to learn how much is too much, and I am terrible at things like that. Utterly terrible. Not even a little bit good. Because genuinely, there isn't a good way for me to gauge this stuff. I didn't exactly have a way of referencing it. My parents were basically strangers that hated each other. And I always thought I could never be in a relationship because of worrying that I'd end up like my dad or something. And I never wanted to see people go to such lengths. The scar, it's more than just the physical pain. Hey, I've recovered. I'm not quite the trauma basket I was. Just, it's a process, you know? You learn to move forward instead of back. You learn to make the best even when it hurts. And regardless, I'm proud to be with you. I'm proud to know you. I want to take you to restaurants all over the world to see every animal alive, every biome, every cave and place and thing to explore. And I'm fortunate, we're fortunate, to have the means to do that. I'm so happy, but I don't take it for granted. That's why, after a while, I remember when I said I look too much at socials and stuff. When I started getting accused of being a Nepo baby, I really didn't understand it at first. I didn't get what they meant and the criticism. And while I do now, I want to use my own money when we do it next. Just being well off because of my dad felt wrong. Using that money like that. I grew up a lot from reflecting. I don't just want to spoil you because I can. I want to spoil you with the hard-earned things that I do. I'll never stand in someone's shadow again. And that's why, next time I take you, it's gonna be extra special. Because for all that I am, there's one thing I'm not. I'm not my dad. And I am not ever going to be someone who just sits on my hands. Sorry, got a little bit serious there. But you'll have to help me plan it then. What comes next, I mean. Maybe a date. Maybe something else. What? What's with that look? Of course you can have a hug. You can have a whole lot more than that. Because I'll stay with you every waking moment of today. Until I have to go to work. And then I might call in. Don't worry about that. You don't get to. Baby, come on. You know. You are cute when you protest like this, too. You're protesting against your best interest. Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll go in. Don't you worry your head about it, okay? Just leave it all to me. Baby, I love you so fucking much. Cursing doesn't suit me, does it? Yeah, when I say it, when I say your name sometimes, in an impassioned moment, it might sound like a curse word. Yet I can't help it. You complete me. You make me feel everything I didn't think I could. And I know it hurts right now. But it's gonna be okay. I promise. I know sometimes it hurts so much you can't even sleep. That's why I wish so badly I could take it all away from you. And I get it, it's unrealistic. But my baby deserves so much better. And I know it's chaos right now, but it's gonna get better. Hang in there, okay? You're so brave, and I know that the cramps aren't so bad. But it's gonna be okay soon, okay? You rest up as much as you need. And don't you think for a second, because you're struggling, that you're any
less than my gorgeous baby. You're so good. And you're so cute, even that. I know it sucks. The pain. Like agony, isn't it? Like your insides are on fire, like a hot brand is being pressed here. Lower tummy. You listen to me, okay? I know it hurts, baby. But you're no less special because you suffer from that. You're more special to me because you push through. You're amazing. Shh, it's okay. That's all gonna be fine. I love you. And don't you worry, okay? We take as much time together as we need. And you'll feel better in no time, I swear. I won't let anything bad happen. And I'll make sure to protect you and comfort you all the way. Sound good, my lovely darling?